607 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Dalton pointing something out here. We're trying to get the latest here. So is the CDC saying that diverging diamonds are safe now or not safe? What's the latest?
Yeah, the CDC, they just keep flip-flopping on these diverging diamonds.
I'm trying to find out the latest on diverging diamonds. So we go from the CDC, we go from Dr. Fauci to Dr. Petrie. It's Chad Petrie from News 5 checking in live from the diverging diamond in Malbus. Hey, Chad.
Good morning, Sean. I appreciate the battlefield promotion over here to doctor. What we're looking at here is, so far, it appears to be safe. I think the worst thing I have heard so far this morning is one honk of a car horn so far. But other than that, I haven't heard any screeching of brakes. I haven't heard any collisions so far. So far, so good. People seem to have acclimated to this change pretty well. The only thing that's kind of weird is watching traffic that's in the left side of the overpass eventually make that crossover to the right. But other than that, it seems fine.
Yeah, people have looked at, we posted the graphic that y'all have at WKRG. We've talked about this as well, but let's just say, the three of us talk about it like just normal speak. Okay, so let's say I'm heading north on 181. I'm coming from wherever down in South Baldwin, and I'm coming up and I'm going to the Eastern Shore Center, right? I'm going to the mall.
Yeah.
We're heading the mall. And so I am at that point in the right lane, driving north on 181, right lanes. Then what happens to me when I get to the internet? Do I go left?
Essentially, at the intersection, you stop as normal, and instead of continuing on the right lane, right at the overpass, right as you're about to get on the overpass, the lane shifts, and the light and the signage will show you that. The lane shifts to put you on the left side of the overpass, and then you'll cross over. And the traffic is stopped on the opposite side until that last bit of traffic gets on the overpass to the correct side of the road.
Okay, Chad,
it sounds like they've made this fairly simple for drivers that are out there on the road. I don't think so.
You're talking about craziness and going over the other side.
Well, what are the odds that someone, just makes a mistake and drives on the wrong side of the road? Is it pretty difficult to do that?
I would say, from my perspective, you'd probably have to hit some curbing or a sidewalk there before you did that,
okay,
before you made that mistake. So there is some stuff in the roadway to at least slow people down if they're going in the wrong direction. But the idea is to make this so intuitive that you as a driver will adapt to it immediately. Now, I did look on my Waze app this morning, and before I got here, the blockage was still noted on the map, and then afterwards, it was gone. So that's been updated, too.
Okay, so now we get a continuing. Y'all stick with me here. So here we are. We're going to Eastern Shore Center. So we go get to the intersection. You said when we get to the overpass, now we're going from the right-hand side to the left-hand side. Now, when we get across the overpass before we get to the Eastern Shore Center, do we get back to the right?
Correct. Once you'll end your time in the plane of the intersection, essentially, once you get to the other end of the overpass. By the time you get to the other end of the overpass, that's when the lane shifts again back to the right.
Does this improve the traffic situation because of the off-ramps and on-ramps from I-10? Or why the benefit of doing this, back and forth?
The concept is you're not coming at this intersection at stark right angles. The idea is decrease the number of opportunities for there to be a collision and increase a driver's visibility.
Okay. All right. I still think it's some kind of black magic, but we'll look through. We got, roundabouts. We can handle that. Traffic circles, those things we can do. So I think we can probably do this. This is the first of these projects in Alabama, right?
Right. ALDOT has been pretty explicit about this, saying, look, it's the first one in the state. It's not the first one in our region. If you go over to D'Iberville around that shopping center just off of I-10, they have a diverging diamond there. Our old colleague Katarina Lukatich did a story about that back in January. It's pretty easy to navigate.
All right. Are you going to be there throughout the morning?
I'll be there. In fact, I'm going to take my first spin through it a little bit later and then try to talk to drivers socially distant, of course. It's a lot harder in the pandemic to get man on the street.
Yes, man distanced on the street. But I'll be interested to hear the reaction from drivers this morning. We'll be checking in with you and watching the website and seeing what posts up.
Very good, man.
Be careful out there, Chad. You mean a lot to us. All right. It's Chad Petrie from News 5. All around great guy. And check it in from the Diverging Diamond in Malvis.
Hey, man. So hope everyone stays safe out there.
We have had a lot of attention on this, and people want to talk about this. I got to go drive it, because I want to react and say, "Come on, y'all, it's no big deal." But I haven't driven it yet, right. So I can't speak to it. As soon as I do, then I'll start coming in casting aspersions. But right now, I can't.
I still like your idea of taking the mobile command unit out there and doing a live show from the Diverging Diamond.
What do y'all think? I mean, either we could post up somewhere nearby, or we could just ride loops back and forth while doing the show, because our mobile command unit, which is our awesome big FM Talk 106.5 van with a studio in it, we can do the show. We don't have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to drive, but we could do the show while we're rolling back and forth.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
All right, I'll put that on the to-do list. All right, 6:15, FM Talk 106.5, and Governor Ivey yesterday saying extension for Safer at Home amended because of the spike in coronavirus cases around the country and here at home. We'll talk more about that. Dalton has those numbers coming up right now.
Yeah, and we continue to see the number of cases rise nationally and in Alabama. Now, 2.7 million total positive cases of coronavirus for the U.S. and over 130,000 deaths. But yesterday, a new daily high with 648,000 test results that were reported, and with 46,000 new cases added, 7% of those test results came back positive. We've now seen the highest number of new daily cases in America each of the last 6 days. There were also 764 deaths reported nationally yesterday. That means there hasn't been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since June the 9th. So even though we've seen that increase in the number of cases, the number of deaths has not correspondingly risen with those numbers. But we are testing more than ever in America. I mentioned nearly 650,000 tests reported nationally yesterday, and there have now been over 32 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, which is now under the Safer at Home order for an extra 30 days until July 30th, like Sean just said, there are over 37,500 confirmed cases in the state, and 926 have died due to COVID-19. There have also been 2,769 hospitalizations. Yesterday, 44 new hospitalizations were reported and 854 new cases added. So our 7-day average now at a new high of 981 cases per day, while the 2-week average is at a high of 787 cases per day. There were 21 deaths reported for Alabama yesterday. 7-day average, we're averaging 10 deaths per day over the last week and 11 deaths per day over the last 2 weeks. And just like I mentioned with the national numbers, here in Alabama, we started to see a spike in new cases around June 10th. So if the deaths are going to rise correspondingly, we would expect to start seeing that reflected in the numbers either this week or next week. But Alabama continues to test more people also. 13,000 tests were reported yesterday. We're averaging a high of 7,500 test results per day over the last week and about 7,200 over the last 14 days. Over the last week, 13% of those test results have come back positive, while the 2-week average of positive tests is 10.8%. Looking at the local level, Mobile County added 97 new cases yesterday and one new death. The numbers now sit at 3,634 positive cases for Mobile and 134 deaths. In Baldwin County, there were 37 new cases added yesterday. They now have had 663 positive cases and still 9 deaths. Baldwin County has not reported a death due to COVID-19 since May 22nd. Washington County added a death yesterday. They now have 7 with 98 positive cases. Clark County has 264 cases with 5 deaths. Monroe County, 194 cases and 2 deaths. Kanawha County has had 178 cases and 6 deaths. Escambia County, 258 cases and 6 deaths. Choctaw County has had 191 cases and now 12 deaths, and Wilcox County with 278 cases and 8 have died.
All right, Dalton with the update, and we'll do it again throughout the week, next week, and hopefully at some point in the future we realize that we don't need to do it anymore because those numbers fall away. All right, 6:17 from the text line here. Unnamed texter, hey, y'all give yourself a name, nickname, or something like that on the text line. I sure like to refer to you by name. Didn't have to be your real name. Could be. But unnamed texter says, hey, Sean and Dalton, talking about the new intersection and Bob's. Really simple. I think it's going to be a huge improvement to the traffic situation in Baldwin County. I travel from Mobile every day. I work out of Spanish Fort, and I'm a truck driver. It's really simple. A huge improvement out there. Todd says if you're heading north, the purpose of the crossover is so you'll be able to get onto I-10 west without crossing traffic and vice versa. Wally says he's been on it, and it is a smooth flow on the Diverging Diamond.
Good. So, maybe if it's successful, we'll just put Diverging Diamonds everywhere.
The whole everything would be Diverging Diamonds?
Everything.
All right. On the way in sports.
The NBA may cut their season short if they have a huge number of coronavirus cases, and minor league baseball is a no-go for 2020.
Hey, get that, Huntsville. See what happens when you take our team.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's first Diverging Diamond interchange is opening today in Malbus in Baldwin County. The interchange at Highway 181 and Interstate 10 has been under construction for the past several months. The Alabama Department of Transportation says it's designed to ease the flow of traffic and increase drivers' visibility and make it easier to get on and off the interstate. The Mobile City Council could vote on a mandatory mask ordinance today designed to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. The ordinance was the topic of debate at yesterday's regular council meeting among members of the public and top health officials. The council delayed voting on the measure after that debate. The pandemic isn't stopping people from heading to Baldwin County beaches for the upcoming 4th of July weekend, but signs of coronavirus have been popping up at Alabama's coastal communities. Since last Friday, a dozen restaurants in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores have temporarily closed after employees tested positive for the virus, including the Original Oyster House, Cobalt, Island Wing Company, and DeSoto's Seafood Kitchen. All of the restaurants have reopened except DeSoto's, which will reopen for lunch tomorrow. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Two kinds of people run for office, leaders and politicians. A leader like President Trump says what he means. A politician like Jerry Carl says anything. Carl criticized tax handouts to big business when he ran for the county commission. Then Carl flipped and supported handing out over $20 million of tax money to billion-dollar corporations. Carl says he's wise spending tax dollars. But Carl flipped again and voted to spend your taxes on everything from a contemporary art museum to a tennis league. Carl made big news when he said he wouldn't take a paycheck on the county commission, but he soon flipped and started taking an $80,000 salary. The difference between Trump and Carl? Trump tells it like it is. Carl tells it like it isn't. If you like having Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like having Jerry Carl in Congress. Paid for by Club for Growth Action, clubforgrowthaction.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
620 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we start in the NBA, where three New Orleans Pelicans players have tested positive for coronavirus after returning to Louisiana to prepare for the 2020 season restart. Across the league, 16 of 302 NBA players have tested positive. The Pelicans who tested positive are now in self-isolation. Pelicans Vice President of Basketball Operations David Griffin spoke about those positive tests yesterday.
They're not in, quote, quarantine. They're in isolation, they're in self-isolation, and they test daily. And when they can have two negative tests, they can return to activity with the team.
Due to HIPAA laws, Griffin declined to identify which players tested positive. In an interview with Time Magazine, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said that while the league is still on track for their restart in late July, the remainder of the season could be scrapped. There's a large number of coronavirus cases.
We're testing daily. I mean, we haven't put a precise number on it, but if we were to see a large number of cases and we were to see spread in our community, that, of course, would be a cause for us to stop as well.
While Florida, where the NBA plans to play the remainder of their season, has experienced a surge in the number of new coronavirus cases in the state, Silver says that the NBA's plan to restart the season in Orlando is designed to protect teams and players from the outside community. And with no fans in attendance, sounds from the court will be more audible than ever. Silver said that there's a chance that games air on TV on a delay in order to keep cursing off the broadcasts. In baseball news, there will be no minor league baseball in 2020. That means no Montgomery Biscuits, no Birmingham Barons, and yes, no Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Mm-hmm.
Minor League Baseball officially announced yesterday that the season has been shelved because Major League Baseball has informed the minor leagues that they will not provide players. National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues President Pat O'Connor said during a digital news conference that more than half of the 160 teams are in danger of failing without government assistance or private equity injections. He estimated that 85 to 90% of revenue in minor leagues is related to ticket money, concessions, parking, and ballpark advertising. MLB teams are planning for a 60-game regular season, and most of their revenue will derive from broadcast money. O'Connor said that many minor league teams have received money through the federal Paycheck Protection Program. Many minor league players will be available to play with their major league teams in this summer's abbreviated season. The MLB has already told clubs to retain expanded 60-player pools, of which 30 players can be active during the first 2 weeks of the season starting in late July. And in college football news, the SEC Media Days have been delayed. Originally scheduled to be held in Atlanta July 13th through 16th last month, the announcement came that the Media Days would be virtual this year. Yesterday, John Talty of AL.com reported that the Media Days have been pushed back, and the SEC Network has removed coverage of the 2020 Media Days event from their network's broadcast schedule. 623 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, if you like to fish and love the chance to win cash and prizes, you can't miss this year's 87th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fish and Rodeo. Tickets are on sale now at adsfr.com. Dates are set July 17th through the 19th. Be a part of the largest fishing tournament in the world with over $400,000 in cash and prizes. Every angler in the open competition who weighs in illegal fish from any of the 30 categories will be entered to win a 25-foot contender with a Yamaha 250 and a Sport Trail trailer. Get your tickets now at adsfr.com. And remember the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament on July 11th. In addition to the ADSFR Open Competition, anglers can enter jackpots for big game king mackerel and speckled trout. And new this year is a drawing for all participants who weigh in a fish in any jackpot. Win a brand new Sea Keeper 1. Cash prize divisions include billfish, tuna, dolphin, swordfish, wahoo, king mackerel, speckled trout, and tarpon. It's the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo July 17th through 19th. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
From the SpringvilleToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident now at Moffitt and Spyglass. Also eastbound I-10. They've got an accident between 65 and DIP with injuries. Both vehicles are off to the side of the median. And again, Alabama's first diverging diamond interchange now open. I-10 at 181 into Malvis. The exit ramp, no delays so far there. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured. From residential to commercial, they've got you covered. Call 580-ROOF. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. 626 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this first day of July. All right, so we're officially July style now, which, by the way, so coming up on Saturday, Independence Day, 4th of July, one fewer fireworks show. Just got the note yesterday that the town of Dauphin Island, it's been a little, okay, so the town of Dauphin Island was going to do, the town pays for the fireworks show normally, mm-hmm. Okay, and this fireworks show we watch every year, big thing for our family. We dig it. The kids dig it. The missus digs it. We like that. It's really a good show. Well, then the city, because of questions about financing and coronavirus and all these things, so the town of Dauphin Island couldn't come together to get it financed by the end of. They had to have it signed off on by a certain meeting. Now, this is just off the top of my head, and the timeline didn't work. So, a Sicklefin Charters, a charter boat captain down at Dauphin Island, stepped in. Personally, slap leather to pay for the fireworks display.
Wow.
Okay, so it was on. It was happening because the money was there, and the town of Dauphin Island said yes. Then now, with what basically has hit the state in the last 2 days. They backed off of this and said, we can't do this because of social distancing. So that's now off. Now, number one, my mind goes to strange places. Number one, does old boy get his money back for the fireworks? Does he have to pay for them? You know, what kind of deal is that? It's going to be strange having no fireworks. And how many other towns or cities in our area will follow suit? There's not going to be a lot of fireworks out there.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's first diverging diamond interchange is opening today in Malbus in Baldwin County. The interchange at Highway 181 and Interstate 10 has been under construction for the past several months. The Alabama Department of Transportation says it's designed to ease the flow of traffic and increase drivers' visibility and make it easier to get on and off the interstate. The Mobile City Council could vote on a mandatory mask ordinance today designed to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. The ordinance was the topic of debate at yesterday's regular council meeting among members of the public and top health officials. The council delayed voting on the measure after that debate. The pandemic isn't stopping people from heading to Baldwin County beaches for the upcoming 4th of July weekend, but signs of coronavirus have been popping up at Alabama's coastal communities. Since last Friday, a dozen restaurants in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores have temporarily closed after employees tested positive for the virus, including the original Oyster House, Cobalt, Island Wing Company, and DeSoto's Seafood Kitchen. All of the restaurants have reopened except DeSoto's, which will reopen for lunch tomorrow. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the 1 and 2 bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
You're sitting on the couch watching TV, and then that dead branch finally fell. But that isn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You've been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Andrew McNair and his team at Swan Capital are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up a virtual visit with Andrew and the team at Swan Capital. 800-848-8768. That's 800-848-8768. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches come down during a storm. 800-848-8768. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
The demand for COVID-19 testing in Texas is rising. Many with positive test readings aren't required to stay home from work there.
Dallas County is reporting more than 600 new cases and 20 deaths. The uptick bringing long lines and wait times at testing sites like Parkland Hospital. Heron Mitchell with Parkland reminding businesses that by law, employees who've had the virus do not have to test negative before returning to work.
The judges order is if you've been positive, you do not need a negative to get back to work.
Infected patients are typically being asked to wait 7 to 14 days after showing no symptoms to return to work. There is an exception, though. Healthcare and hospital workers are required to test negative before working again. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
The former Atlanta police officer who fatally shot Rayshard Brooks has been released from jail on $500,000 bond. Garrett Rolfe is charged with felony murder. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Facebook says it has banned an extremist anti-government group that has ties to the Boogaloo movement, an effort to engage in a second civil war or collapse of civilization. The social media site didn't name the group it ousted, and that's part of the problem in ridding the internet of those involved in these kinds of online actions. Those involved in such networks linked to domestic terror plots try to camouflage their existence and keep their distance from each other. And there's a deal in the works to settle a class action defamation lawsuit against Harvey Weinstein and the studio he used to run. The New York Attorney General says parties to the suit have reached a tentative settlement of nearly $19 million with dozens of women who accused the disgraced Hollywood mogul of sexual misconduct. The deal, if approved by a series of federal judges, would allow accusers to collect between $7,500 and $750,000 from the settlement. Crude oil sharply higher, up $1.11 at $40.38 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's your money now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And no doubt, I mean, obviously, it has been summer for a couple weeks now, July 1st, and it's in full force as our overnight low, at least, well, I'm looking here at our temperature at the studio, is 80 degrees.
What a nice start.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it's summertime.
Yes, and very, very humid, and that means a high index today. Heat index looks like it could be up anywhere from 103 to 105 for this afternoon. We're going to see temperatures climb a bit. Yesterday we got 92, looks like about 94 for this afternoon. And we've got a chance for some thunderstorm activity during the afternoon hours. Over the next several days, we're going to see an increase in thunderstorm activity. We've been protected over the last few days by a high pressure system over the Gulf of Mexico. That is weakening now and kind of moving back toward the east, and that's going to make things a little a wet pattern for the next several days. In fact, we'll see numerous thunderstorms in the afternoon as we get into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But today, look for some scattered thunderstorms, and as I mentioned, about 94 degrees for this afternoon. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, especially in the evening. Low tonight will be at least into the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a partly cloudy day, but a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms. And that should keep the temperature down just a little bit, about 92 for tomorrow afternoon. Now, the rest of the week and the weekend. For Friday, a weak weather front that is now moving into northern Alabama is going to get down into the central and southern portion of the state. And that's what's going to help produce the numerous thunderstorms in the afternoon. So Friday, mostly cloudy, very good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, high around 90. And then for Saturday and Sunday, numerous thunderstorms, again, mostly the afternoon and early evening, and the highs both days over the weekend around 90 degrees.
All right. What about the tropics, Dr. Bill?
Right now, looking good over the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. We do have a large cluster of thunderstorms just a little bit east of the Leeward Islands. Don't expect any development at this time because the upper air winds are not favorable. And there's a lot of thunderstorms, or quite a few thunderstorms across the tropics, but well to the south. We don't expect any development there over the next, at least the next couple of days.
And strange we have to add this to the mix, but I guess it's a thing these days. Saharan dust, is that going to be part of our forecast for the weekend or now, or what are we doing?
Yeah, there's still a lot of it over the tropical Atlantic and stretching into the Caribbean. We could see a bit of it into our area over the weekend, but it doesn't appear that it's going to be as intense as the previous plume of dust that came in several days ago.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert. Guy knows a little something about Saharan dust as well, Dr. Bill Williams. Yeah, the fireworks thing, so Mobile canceled.
Mm-hmm.
You had Fair Islands canceled, Fairhope's canceled. Daphne has your Freedom Rings, where they're at Tryon Park. They're going to do the fireworks, but they have these circles painted, I guess, going to be painted on the park, and then you stay inside your circle for social distancing, and it's called a Freedom Ring.
Mm-hmm.
Is irony not lost on anybody that you're locked down inside this ring, and it's your Freedom Ring?
Oh, you have a lot of freedom within that 20, 25 feet.
The Freedom Ring. Hey, but good for Daphne, unless they cancel today, too. So, you know what's going to be happening today, tomorrow, Friday? It'll be a lot of trucks, like my Toyota out there, backed up to the fireworks shop.
Mm.
Get ready. Get ready. And the people that I already shop with, you know, I'm heading there. It's going to be an extra big buy of fireworks. I'm going to be putting on the Sullivan family fireworks displays. I was looking last night on how to build some launching tubes as well, some like high fancy launching tubes. So
oh,
I can
man.
Get the full display. So I launch multiple, you know, go down with the lighter.
And, you know. So you think maybe more backyard amateur fireworks shows than ever?
Yes.
Yeah.
You talk about unintended consequences or of different things that happen. I'll just use myself as an example. Love the Dolphin Island Fireworks Show. If that show's going on, do we buy a few things of bottle rockets and stuff? Yes, because I'm perpetually 13 years old. We do, but it's a few. We do that, and it's over. Mm-hmm. The kids, it's fun. Then we watch the big show that goes on Dolphin Island. But now, I got to provide the big show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on you. You're the dad.
And so I got to sync up the music and get the JBL speaker out there and crank up some tunes on the iPod.
Featuring the Sullivan Pops.
That's right, which will be some rock and roll joints all mixed together into a playlist as I walk out there light bottle rockets. How ridiculous am I? I don't know. I say it out loud. There I am with my music mix and lighting the bottle rockets for the kids.
I need to start giving medicine to my anxiety-ridden dog right now, probably.
Every story, which, by the way, I have not. Can we go see what the AAA is saying? Because, you know, for years we've made fun of AAA. Every year AAA goes, this and fill in the holiday, whatever it is, Memorial Day, 4th of July. More travel there than any year before, AAA says. Okay. I wonder this year they're going to say, less.
Yeah,
this
will
be first time.
The first break for AAA.
So AAA always has that story normally that says, and then there's always a story about pets and fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep, like clockwork.
Yes. I know that my dogs are already barking. They're already barking even before the fireworks go off. I got dogs that bark at
anything.
Nothing. You put them outside, they're just barking.
Yeah, it's time for Cookie and Cuddles to shoot off their own fireworks.
Don't get me started. All right, 6:40. Yesterday, Governor Ivey said... Did she say anything? Let's try it again. Yesterday, Governor Ivey said...
But let me be crystal clear to the people of Alabama. The threat of this disease continues to be active, and it is deadly. We cannot sustain a delayed way of life as we search for a vaccine. There are many viruses that we live with and have worked necessary precautions into our daily lives. And similarly, it's now time that we move forward and further open our state.
But not. Because yesterday she extended the Safer at Home amended order that was going to expire on Friday. It's now running through July 31st. Governor Ivey, at least the good news is that wherever they've been keeping her, they got her out to speak to the public yesterday. Hadn't heard from her in a long time. She got out to talk about the Safer at Home order to be extended. One thing I could say is a lot of people were wondering with what happened in Texas, what's happening in Florida, would she pull back and will we go back to a more restrictive? That did not happen, but it is a continuation of the restrictions that are in place now. Talk more about that coming up. Also, Mobile City Council today to vote on a mask ordinance. We'll talk about the parliamentary procedures that were played out yesterday and get traffic coming up next.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
For the SpringhillToyota.com Traffic Center, state troopers are clear. Mobile Police Department still working an accident I-10 eastbound between 65 and DIP. And again at 181 and I-10, they've got the new Diverging Diamond open. And so far, we've had no delays or any issues there. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range all on 160 acres. Go to SilverCreekRange.com and hit the info request button. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Jeff on the text line saying, Sean, what kind of statistics are we going to see in fires or firework injuries due to the closure of municipal fireworks, cause and effect? Yes, I think there will be an increase, Jeff, but I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to get shut down. I want to run the Sullivan firework display going on Saturday night. But yes, I do think as consequences go, because, I mean, if I'm an example, I would be limited if not doing fireworks because I love watching the Dolphin Island show, but now because I don't have it, there's going to have to be some explosions, y'all. Mm. It's Independence Day.
Right.
So, I mean,
America.
It's America, and I do these things. Oh, just side note, too, can somebody help me with this? A story from our news partners at WKRG. It's a story that everybody's reporting. It came out as a press release from the city yesterday. It said, two new streetlights in Midtown Mobile could shine light into the city's future. The city of Mobile has installed its first solar-powered LED streetlights on Upham Place as part of a pilot program to test their feasibility. And they go on to talk more about Alabama Power and the traditional electric lights. But they talk about this like it's some kind of perpetual motion machine or something. It's a solar-powered LED light. Y'all can go to Harbor Freight and pick some of these. The story talks about, I mean, good. I love the city. If it saved money, I'm a solar fan, you know, on our cabin up on the river. Run solar, do all that. I'm into that. But it's not that high-tech, y'all.
Mm.
I mean, I'm glad the city's doing it, but the way the press release was and the stories reported is like, ooh, yeah. Solar-powered LED. People got those in their yards everywhere.
Yeah.
Good for the city of Mobile. Do that, but it's not like you're talking about some kind of fusion machine that's going to be powering, you know, it's not like the thing from Back to the Future. Put a banana peel in and all of a sudden you get lights. So,
I don't know. Solar-powered lights and diverging diamonds, you know.
Getting high-tech, brother.
We are moving.
All right. And one thing they're going to move on is this vote for masks in Mobile, a mask ordinance to be voted on today. Now, if you've been following the show this week, we started talking about this on Monday's show, and I think it was Midday Mobile on Monday. We're talking in the 1 o'clock hour. I was talking with Dale Leash about the proposed ordinance, and it looked like at that point they had the votes anyway to get this done. But we had a call from Mobile City Councilman John Williams, who said, I'm going to do something tomorrow. It's basically, to sum it up, a parliamentary procedure that's going to delay this vote so we can look into it more, and it'll delay it to the next council meeting coming up on that, which would be a week from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But then yesterday, more parliamentary procedure, and they're meeting again today to vote on this. A story, one of our three big things on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Mobile City Council pushing mask ordinance vote to special meeting on Wednesday. City Council was set to vote on an ordinance to require masks to be worn in public, but the council, after hearing much debate, oh yes they did, decided to call a special meeting Wednesday, like today, for the vote. Meeting's going to be held at 2 o'clock at Government Plaza. The council felt that after hearing the heated debates from both sides of the issue, they needed more time for discussions and possible tweaks to the ordinance, and tweaks there need be. The meeting came after Mobile County having a record-breaking number of COVID-19 cases in a single day, 118 cases. So this is the move for the ordinance. We talked about it yesterday. We'll get back into it today, tell you some of the things that are in the ordinance. But yes, the parliamentary procedure route that was going to move it to a week later went end around, and now they're meeting again today to vote on it. The votes are there. You have Council President LaVon Manzi, the sponsor of the bill. He's a yes. Councilman Fred Richardson, who made sure everybody knew that he'd been pushing for this for a month and a half or so, which he has. CJ Small, Joel Days, Bess Rich, Those were all yes votes, right? Yeah. That's enough votes for a supermajority. Now, we haven't heard from Gina Gregory, have we? I don't think so. And John Williams, of course, who was moving to have more time for discussion, might be a yes or no vote.
Right. And I don't know if you could consider John Williams a dissenting voice, but he has been the most outspoken of whether or not this should actually happen. Yesterday he said, "I'm not against masks. I'm simply against our government saying you got to wear a mask. I don't think that we can enforce this."
So, same question I asked yesterday and Monday. Is this enforceable? And we'll go through some of the letters of the law coming up in a little bit and let you make that call. All right, coming up, we've got sports with Dalton and headlines from WKRG next.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's first diverging diamond interchange is opening today in Malbus in Baldwin County. The interchange at Highway 181 and Interstate 10 has been under construction for the past several months. The Alabama Department of Transportation says it's designed to ease the flow of traffic and increase drivers' visibility and make it easier to get on and off the interstate. The Mobile City Council could vote on a mandatory mask ordinance today designed to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. The ordinance was the topic of debate at yesterday's regular council meeting among members of the public and top health officials. The council delayed voting on the measure after that debate. The pandemic isn't stopping people from heading to Baldwin County beaches for the upcoming 4th of July weekend, but signs of coronavirus have been popping up at Alabama's coastal communities. Since last Friday, a dozen restaurants in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores have temporarily closed after employees tested positive for the virus, including the Original Oyster House, Cobalt, Island Wing Company, and DeSoto's Seafood Kitchen. All of the restaurants have reopened except DeSoto's, which will reopen for lunch tomorrow. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, 7 locations along the Gulf Coast, are currently open and ready to serve you. They're here to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Don't let auto body repair needs add to your stress. Find them online at professional-collision.com and schedule your appointment today.
6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the NBA, where 3 New Orleans Pelicans players have tested positive for coronavirus after returning to Louisiana to prepare for the 2020 season restart. Across the league, 16 of 302 NBA players have tested positive. The Pelicans, who tested positive, are now in self-isolation. New Orleans Vice President of Basketball Operations David Griffin spoke about those positive tests yesterday.
They're in isolation, they're in self-isolation, and they test daily. And when they can have 2 negative tests, they can return to activity with the team.
Due to HIPAA laws, Griffin declined to identify which players tested positive. According to NOLA.com, even Pelicans players and essential staff members who initially tested negative are still getting tested every other day. And once they travel to Florida on July 8th, they'll be tested daily. Today, teams are allowed to start mandatory individual workouts inside of their practice facilities. No more than 8 players will be allowed inside at once. Group practices will begin between July 9th and 11th, and each team will play 3 scrimmages between July 22nd and 29th before playing 8 games to finish the regular season. On July 30th, the Pelicans will face the Jazz in the first game of the NBA's restart. It'll be New Orleans' first game since the season was suspended in mid-March. In an interview with Time Magazine, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said that while the league is still on track for the restart, the remainder of the season could be scrapped if there's a large number of coronavirus cases.
We're testing daily. I mean, we haven't put a precise number on it, but if we were to see a large number of cases and we were to see spread in our community, that, would, of course, would be a cause for us to stop as well.
While Florida has experienced a surge in the number of new coronavirus cases in the state, Silver says that the NBA's plan to restart the season in Orlando is designed to protect teams and players from the outside community. And with no fans in attendance, sounds from the court will be more audible than ever. Silver said there's a chance that games air on TV on a delay in order to keep cursing off the broadcasts. In baseball news, there will be no minor league baseball in 2020. That means no Montgomery Biscuits, no Birmingham Barons, and no Rocket City Trash Pandas. Minor League Baseball officially announced yesterday that the season has been shelved because Major League Baseball has informed it that it will not provide players. National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues President Pat O'Connor said during a news conference yesterday that more than half of the 160 teams were in danger of failing without government assistance or private equity injections. O'Connor estimated 85 to 90% of their revenue is related to ticket money, concessions, parking, and ballpark advertising. MLB teams are planning for a 60-game regular season to begin later this month. O'Connor said that many minor league teams have received money through the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, and many minor league players will be available to play with their major league teams in this summer's abbreviated season. In college football news, last month the Southeastern Conference announced that the 2020 SEC Media Days will be held virtually rather than in Atlanta as originally scheduled. Media Days were scheduled for July 13th through 16th at the College Football Hall of Fame. Yesterday, John Talty of AL.com reported that the Media Days have now been pushed back and will not take place on July 13th. Talty also noted that the SEC Network has removed coverage of the 2020 Media Days event from their broadcast schedule. No date has been set for when the SEC plans to hold the virtual Media Days. 6:53, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.